Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
So next up is a skeleton that succeeds on its save against
big,
the web.
But you are very tiny.
And it does a nice little circle around maneuver. Wait, not there. I meant to be there. I don't really want to be there either. Where is it going to go? It's a skeleton. It's not smart. It's just going to go here. And it's going to attack Claw with its scimitar. Oh, it's a 25 to hit. So that will be 7 points of damage to Claw from a slash. The follow-up is a 16 to hit, which I believe also hits Claw, right? No, I think Craig is frozen.
Craig is most definitely frozen. There he went.
Just dropped.
Nope. Oh, my.
Are you back?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I could, but it looked like I was on version, but you still guys still couldn't hear me. Yeah, that connects.
Okay, yeah. So 16 damage total from the two attacks.
Okay. I'll start to hurt a little bit.
Sariel is up a moment later, and she walks forward a little bit, and what's she gonna do? She's going to cast a fourth level magic missile.
Sexy.
Why did that only roll 1d4? What the hell? Because magic missile is normally what, 3d4 plus 3? So upcasting it should be 6d4 plus 6. And that comes to 19 points of force damage, which all sort of whiz out into different little lines that all converge on the Dracolich from different directions. And then she's going to take a few steps back, sort of behind a wall and out of sight of the Dracolich. Another skeleton runs up to the south of the Dracolich and around a pillar. It looks like it's trying to outflank Rook and Alec. Ran over here. Nika is up and is first going to swing at the skeleton behind him, try and clear out.
Did you just say a second? Did I mishear or did you say a second Dracolich?
No, I did not say a second Dracolich.
I definitely misheard and got scared for a second.
So
Black Dragons.
Nika manages to score one hit on the skeleton behind him, miss with the second attack, but then hit with the third, and that is just barely, that skeleton is just barely alive right next to Alec. But it is Alec's turn.
Wait, which skeleton?
This one right next to you is barely hanging on. If you ignore it, it will probably die on its turn from your aura.
Did it not just have its turn?
No. It just got attacked.
Oh, okay. Hey, Craig, are you still pretty bad off?
Half health.
Okay.
Which is, I'm down 59 points.
You're not considered a construct, right?
No. Like, yes, in theory, Warforged should be constructs, but to make healing functional, they said Warforged heal, like, non-constructs.
Okay. AI, do you pass the fucking Turing test or not?
Is that how magic works? Can you, if you, if it can, magic healing works if it can hold a good conversation?
That's in the this bit is explained in Mordenkainen's very oddly specific feats book.
Does Mordenkainen's have a void comp machine?
Just stare in their eyes a lot.
So, Alec, what's the move?
Sorry, I missed. I don't know if anybody else said. How's everybody else doing on health?
I am untouched.
156, no, 154 out of 200.
And Pips,
what are you giggling about?
No, I'm just thinking about it. Like, what is our total?
Still at 76.
What is our total number of hit points for the entire party?
Oh, Jeff has half of it.
500.
Because, I mean, I'm a wizard.
Between me and Pipsky, yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm a wizard with 101, so, like...
You suck.
Rook has 129, Alec has 148. All right,
so I'm going to cast Heal on Rook.
Ooh.
So, Rook, you get 70 points of health.
Thank you.
Which will bring you back to full.
Thank you.
Indeed.
You also are not blind, deaf, or have any diseases, if you did so before.
Ah, yes, those famous construct diseases.
I mean, Rook has been trying to experience life. I don't know what he's picked up along the way.
All of the venereal diseases. On.
They're well documented in his machine
he's
book.
He's excited about them and documenting every one of them.
Okay, Alec, do you want to move?
The robo dick has been rusting.
Alec, is that your turn?
Yeah.
Cool. Good turn.
Dave really wants to finish this fight.
His Dracolich can f off at any point.
Nushka, a couple arrows sailing towards you from the darkness.
Yeah.
This session should just be called Arrows from the Darkness. The first one's a 15 to hit, so that one's going to miss. The follow-up is the same, so both of them just sort of reflect off your armor.
Cool.
And then it's Nushka's turn.
Okay. Nushka is going to recklessly attack the dragon.
That's probably both a mechanical and flavorful description.
Yeah.
Man, I love barbarians.
No, I mean, Nushka is all into this now. She's all excited.
Have I ever told
you... She's been watching this thing fly up above her for a couple rounds now, and the rounds are taking 4 hours apiece, and she's been dying to hack at this thing.
Did I ever tell you the creative way one of the jackasses I play D&D with killed a dragon as a barbarian, Jeff?
How's that?
They were high level, so they were... this is, of course, third ed. That's some fucking shit rolls, Jeff.
It is. First attack is going to probably miss with a 15.
Yes, it does.
Roll better. That's better. That's titty sprinkles better. Two 19s. Do some damage, Jeff.
I'm working on it. That is my first hit of the round of my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the Divine Fury or whatever it is. That's 32 points of damage.
Sexy.
Very nice, very nice.
My haste attack has a 19 to hit.
A 19 will hit.
Oh, good.
So the threshold is either 18 or 19.
Yeah.
F***ing. Every time this thing re-rolls a 1 or a 2, it re-rolls it as a 1. That's 24 points of damage.
That's what I like to see.
And I'll action surge.
Okay, the Dracolich is now looking quite damaged.
There we go, BB.
19 will hit.
To hit.
That's good rolls. It's good rolls, Jeff.
30 points damage. Of damage.
Very nice. Still standing.
High level.
Hit damage.
Third edition barbarian, Jeff. Oh, that's another good roll.
24 to hit.
24 will hit.
For 27 damage.
God damn.
Very. The Dracolich is now looking severely damaged, but it is still on its bony feet.
And Pipsy's gonna hit it.
Okay. Get in there. Gnaw a bone.
Yeah. Where's her to hit?
Tear off
a plus six. So that is a 21. 15 plus six is 21.
To hit? Yeah.
13 points of damage.
Okay.
No, that's a plus four, not a plus six. 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And her bites do count as magic.
Okay.
If that matters. And that's a 19 to hit with the tail.
Okay, that will also hit.
6 points of damage. Why the hell am I rolling her attacks? I just figured out how to do it on that.
The Dracolich is still alive for now. Or okay. Unlive.
Still mobile.
Yes. Okay. So that's Nushka, right?
Nushka's going to mark the Dracolich.
Ah, okay.
Excellent.
Marked. There we go.
Cool.
All right. A moment later, this sharpshooter up north of Alec is going to make a wisdom save for the Spirit Guardians?
No, that sharpshooter's on our team. It shouldn't have to take it, should it?
It was not. It's
only on people I select.
And I don't think you selected the skeleton, did you?
It was under his control when he cast Spirit Guardians.
If I knew he was under the control before I did that, so I would have not targeted.
Okay. In which case, it's just going to go ahead and fire its bow at the Dracolich. I'm going to laugh if this snipes the kill from one of you guys.
Yeah. I hope it does. I'm going to take credit.
It does hit with the first arrow and does 13 points of damage. Dracolich is still barely alive. It fires its second shot.
Crit.
And hits. And Dracolich gets hit by an arrow in its eye and curls up, roars back, and then falls to the ground in the midst of the webbing as a enchanted skeleton on its own team takes it down.
I want to imagine that Grandmama turns around to look at Kellen in disgust, and I just hold up one index as a finger gun and go, as I blow off the top of my finger gun.
Shooter!
Pew pew!
Yes, that absolutely happened.
The skeletons don't really care.
If only I could have gotten that one bonus action attack.
Well, our theme continues as arrows from the darkness come in towards Nushka. And of course, now I'm rolling shitty. Of course I am.
That needs to be a fanfic for the Rancor's Brothel. Something sultry.
Arrows from the darkness?
Absolutely.
Figure out a way to make that a euphemism.
Oh, it's already a euphemism.
I don't think we need to figure it out.
Any number of situations could be used as arrows from the darkness.
Rook, the centaur, charges 20 feet, lowers its pike towards you, and swings it down. That's a 25 to hit, which I believe hits even Rook.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that is 19 piercing damage incoming.
It takes 2d8 fire in return.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and roll the damage.
Fire.
Wait, clarification. Does that apply if it's 10 feet away from you?
If it's, it connects a melee weapon attack.
Okay.
I'll double check that.
I think you're right. I think it applies for anything that hits you in melee.
It has to be within 5 feet of me.
It does have to be within 5 feet? Okay. Then I will refund those hit points. So it stays out of the range of your flame shield. Hits you with its pike. Does a few little clip-clops back and then turns around and runs back away. Let's see. This skeleton right next to Alec...
needs a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, you know what? It just dies. It had one fair hit enough. Point left.
Dave,
no matter what, it was gonna die.
Dave just picking up his fucking toys and going home. He's done.
uh, This skeleton here actually did succeed on its save against the web. So it's going to march in towards Nushka because it doesn't know better about this weird spirit guardians thing and is going to make a save. But it rolls a nat 20.
Well, it wasn't a nat high roll 20. Anyways. So 12, so half of 12, 6.
I hear you, Craig. Okay. I appreciate it.
And then the scimitar, the skeleton is going to swing its scimitar at Nushka. That's a 20 to hit.
Warding maneuver.
Well, what's that do?
That lets me roll a d8, add it to my AC, and useful. Gives me resistance against any damage. That makes my AC a 26.
Okay, so that will just be parried to the side. It makes a follow-up attack, but will not get past your armor. And then just attempt to sort of shove you a little bit with its shield. And that's an 18 to hit. Does your maneuver apply to the whole round or just the one attack?
I believe it's just that one attack.
However, its shield bash does 2 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Got too many windows open. I'm losing my place.
Kellen, it's your turn.
Sorry, responding to shitty messages from Schroeder. Hey, buddy. I'm going to step here first so I can get an assessment of what's going on. So 10 feet of movement. Shit, where are the combatants? We got one here, right? We got one here. This one's mine, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of faces up here in the northeast.
And some southeast.
I don't see any southeast. I may not be able to see it. I'm just seeing this guy and this guy.
Yep, there are multiple groups of faces.
Yeah. There usually are.
Multiple faces.
And what is the red? Is that the web or is that the spirit guardians?
That is the web area.
Okay, so the spirit guardians, I assume, are around Troy, which is here.
They're in a radius of Alec, yeah.
Okay. How's this one look, Dave? This one just next to...
Like a skeleton?
It's taken some damage, but it's not yet fractured.
Because any of my AoEs are going to hurt everybody. I don't want to use spells with concentration because right now I feel like hasting Jeff is super useful. And I was going to lose it for this other spell that I want to try, but I'm not going to. So what do we got? I got how many? Yeah, let's do that. Guys, I'm going to need a rest after this, just FYI. I am going to cast Magic Missile as a fifth level spell. And I'm going to hit the second one I pinged, this one.
Okay.
So that would be 3 plus 1 for each. So 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. So 7d4, right?
Yes, 7d4 plus 7.
The scotch is really helping the situation I've had with not only my day at work, but also my family. I do have 7 of them. 1, 2... 18 points of damage to that skeleton.
Okay. It is now badly damaged, fractured, whatever you want to use for a word with a creature with no blood.
And that's why I hate Magic Missile, because I don't think it's that great of a spell. Jeff is still hasted. And I've moved 5, 10, so I'll go 15, 20, and try and stay out of harm's way. Put myself behind another pillar. And I will say, hey, Braz, if you don't know, there's a whole bunch of shit up in this region.
Cool. On the plus side, with the Dracolich being dead, I don't have to keep track of its legendary actions or whether its breath weapon is back.
That's true.
So glad for you, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's mop-up work now. Like, just get in there and hit shit, guys.
The thing is that, well, I don't know. Never mind. Arrows from the Darkness, the erotic novel continues.
I can't decide, like, I'm going to throw this out here. I can't decide if this is like a really weird, like, BBC thing or if it's like a glory hole thing in terms of Arrows from the Darkness.
Jeff, the second of two arrows, an 18.
Just moving on from that. Ignore that altogether.
An 18 to hit Nushka would be 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
As should be done. You are all correct in moving along. I can't tell you, since we've started this fanfic called Arrows from the Darkness, how long I've been holding that in.
Alec, a couple shots also are coming in towards you. That's an 18 to hit.
Nope.
You. All right. The second attack's a crit.
Nope.
Yes. With 26 piercing damage from that shot, as it gets you right in the shoulder, digs into the bone.
Right in the mommy daddy button.
What?
Have you been drinking? Like, I thought it was just me. Have you been drinking?
Your shoulder?
Uncultured swine. Go watch
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
It's only been 20 years. When did that movie come out?
Yeah, well, you know.
How dare I?
Refresh yourself.
Not remember a quote from that movie from 20 years ago. F*** me.
Rook, your turn.
That was at least the second one, I think. Did I just lose everybody?
Not me.
No, not me. No.
I'm waiting on Craig.
No, I didn't hear the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
David, really like another feat. Can I have another feat?
Well, if you would like to mutate another foot, I mean, I don't know how it would help you, but...
You've already got 6 feet between you. Come on.
I can't do what I wanted to do. I could do this. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Rook is going to... Okay, it's worth it. All right, I'm going to move 30 feet towards the centaur. I get... That'll trigger opportunity attack from this guy here.
Okay. He will swing and get a nat 1. You're good.
Okay. I'm going to run up to the centaur using 30 of my 40 feet of movement. And I'm going to do this lovely combo.
Combo.
Casting Branding Smite.
Ooh.
Second level spell with a casting time of bonus action.
Oh man, now I just wanted to play a paladin named Brandon. Brandon Smite.
Yeah, I just had the same thought.
or Brandon Smith, also pretty close.
Jeff Smite.
Jeff, make it a t-shirt. Yes. Like, in addition to Harrison's sword and all the shirt names, you need to write those down when you get to them. I really want to do a t-shirt of just shitty fucking names for RPG characters. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, that's too bad for us. We don't come up with shitty ones.
I'm sorry. Harrison's sword.
It's pretty great.
Damn good.
No.
It's awesome.
And as I was actually listening to that episode today, and I thought of another one that we didn't hit.
What's that?
Cleve Martin.
I like Cleve Martin.
Yeah. All right.
Like, I really want you to write those down, and I want to make a shirt. Like, 100%. It just says the Rancor's Brothel Podcast, and it just has, you know, on the back, what did we say? Like, names for your magical weapon, and just a fucking list. It'd be great.
Okay, so, Branding Smite.
Yeah.
It has the... Oh. No, it's fine. Fine. Yeah, we'll do it. Okay. Burning Smite. My next weapon attack gets an extra 2d6 radiant damage, reveals invisible creatures. And then... I'm going to cast Booming Blade, which is a melee attack.
How are you casting them both?
Because
one's a cantrip?
One is a cantrip with a casting time of one action, and the other one is a bonus action.
Okay, cool. And then you have your hasted action to make the actual attack?
Well, I will have to lose haste.
Booming Blade includes an attack.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Booming Blade includes an attack. I will have to lose haste because Branding Smite is concentration for 1 minute.
You know, we all need to concentrate on Brandon Smite.
Brandon Smite walks into the room. Everyone must concentrate. Okay, so as long as it connects, this should do a shit ton of damage.
Oh!
So what's the attack roll there?
I'm trying to type it in, or to Foundry. And it's doing that thing where it just goes nuts.
It probably just means it's lagging if it's not showing up.
It's between something here. Hang on. What is that? Find the bonus on my weapon. I really just need to get all my stats entered into Foundry.
It is useful.
Okay. Here we go.
Good roll.
32 to hit, motherfucker.
Okay, so that is going to be
some damage. A good deal of damage, yeah. I'm sure.
D8 plus 7 regular damage plus 2D plus 2D6. This will be, went to the subreddit, 1D8 plus 7. 2d6 radiant, and okay, it takes 15 regular, 9 radiant, 7 thunder damage.
Okay,
I don't know if any of that matters. 15, so 31 total.
All of it, and seems to impact the centaur as you would expect it to any creature,
and it is now sheathed in light.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
I guess it's not light. It's sheathed in booming energy.
Oh, if, okay.
If
yes,
it willingly moves.
Yes, it takes more damage.
It takes more damage.
Yep.
And then with my mobile feet, I'm going to back up 10 feet, mm-hmm, out of its melee range.
Yarp.
Provoking.
No, you don't provoke.
Right, but he's trying to get the centaur to follow him, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the mobile feat, once you make an attack against that creature, you do not provoke anymore.
Yeah.
Right. That I don't know if I came across clearly. That's what I was saying, was that I do not provoke.
Oh, okay.
Is Claw going to do anything?
The Claw will make an attack.
Oh, wait, you used your bonus action, didn't you?
Oh, no, I did, didn't I? Yeah, that's right. But you know what? I'm going to throw Arcane Jolt on top of anything else that happened.
Because why not? Might as well add force to your panoply of different damage types.
Right. So that's another 2d6.
Okay.
Or another 7.
The average number.
Regular, radiant, thunder, and force.
Very nice. Okay, so that's Rook, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, from a little bit further back, one of these archers is going to shoot at Rook as he withdraws. And being a nice, big, glowing target, it lands a crit. Are you immune to crits, Rook?
No.
Okay.
That's Nushka. Yeah. Nushka.
Yep, just me.
So you've got 22 piercing damage incoming.
Okay.
You know, listening back, I thought we talked about when we were on our way to the vampire's castle that you were making barding for Pipsky. You were working on it each night, and I completely forgot about it until
so
I
did
listened.
I also forgot about it.
Making adamantine barding.
Huh.
Do we suppose that would have completed by now?
We can figure it out after this. So whose turn is it now?
Another skeleton, which advances a little bit. Just to the edge of the stairs to the library at the north, next to the downed wagon. And it is going to lob a couple arrows at Claw.
Well, it advances a little bit with each turn. Really, no one else has played South Park.
Ah.
The fractured butthole reference.
Never did play that.
Both of those arrows are going to miss.
Dave, I totally hear you about the lag issue. I think not interrupting each other is a lot easier in person than over internet.
For sure. What does that do? Gotta love remembering some of your creature's abilities.
Keep track of.
Okay. So, Rook, you can definitely see this centaur back here just sort of rides around in a small little circle for a moment. raising up its lance repeatedly and yelling things in Sylvan to the surrounding skeletons and the other centaur. And like it, you know, from its basic posture, it looks like it's trying, like, rallying them or possibly issuing commands. One of the two.
The captain in the back, not the one I just hit, you mean?
Right here, yeah.
I see. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. A moment later, a couple shots are going to come in towards Nushka. First misses terribly and just plunks into the ice. As does the second, so good job, skeleton. You do not win the Olympics this year. A centaur rides in a bit to the east of where the Dracolich went down. Sort of, like, seems to slow down to a little bit of a trot and sort of take in the battlefield a little bit. And then just sort of puts its pike into a holder sort of thing on its barding, just to hold the pike in place, and draws a longbow and is going to fire its first shot at Alec and roll a 20 to hit.
Nope.
So your AC 21, is that right?
It is.
Okay. And it will fire a follow-up shot, which is completely off the mark and just clatters off a pillar. A moment later, the skeleton next to Claw is going to swing its scimitar at the construct and get a 15 to hit. Does that just hit?
I think so. Let me double check. Yes, that just hits.
Okay, that's 6 slashing damage. And the follow-up is just going to get reflected off of Claw's armor.
By the way, Claw's stats are... Oh, no, never mind. Take that back. No, yeah, okay. Claw's stats are correct in the system, so...
Okay. Sariel is going to take a step forward into the doorway of the library and cast a firebolt at this centaur that Rook hit with the booming blade. That is a 20 to hit, so that will connect and deal 12 points of fire damage. Because we got to make sure to hit that one centaur with all the damage types. She's then going to take a few steps back, again, back inside the walls of the library and stay a little safer. Also, where did that huge fucking template just come from?
Sorry, I'm playing with tools.
Who is dropping a nuke?
At least you're not playing with your tool.
Why do you think my camera's off?
Rook, a skeleton comes down from the pillars over here and is going to swing its scimitar in your direction and almost certainly miss. Let's find out. 21, I believe, is not going to connect. 14 certainly won't. Okay, and its shield bash is also deflected. Nika is up and is going to take a step over next to Nushka and swing his swords at this skeleton right next to you. A 15 is actually not enough to get through its chainmail. But he will try again and succeed. Roll some damage. Deals 10 damage. And then is going to come in with a short sword as a follow-up from his offhand. And that one does not slip past the skeleton's guard as he is parried, and it is Alec's turn. Troy, you're up.
Yeah, I'm catching up on all the movements. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, just enough. Okie dokie. I am going to cast Flame Strike.
Flambe.
Cast it here. That should...
That should get all 4 of those, I think. Yeah.
10-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder.
Oh, missed one.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it there.
Okay.
So I need a dex save, please.
All right, the centaur rolls a 15, which I believe is a failure.
Yes.
The northern skeleton rolls a 22, which I believe is a success.
Yes.
And then the other skeleton rolls a 12. So two failures, one success.
19. 26.
26 damage. All right. So the centaur is now looking quite poorly. The two skeletons that just got hit, this is the first hit they've taken.
And radiant damage.
Oh, wait. How much of it was radiant?
7 and... what did I roll just before that? 4. 11 of it is radiant.
Okay. Okay, so none of them go down, but they are all significantly weakened. The centaur in particular is quite badly wounded.
F*** that centaur.
Yeah. Anything else from Alec? You don't have any active enemies real close to you. There's a skeleton 10 feet away, but Nika and Nushka are next to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to stay put for the moment.
Okay, so that's you?
I think someone might have been suggesting that I move.
I was just playing around with tools.
No. But I think I will.
Okay. Okay. So you move up to next to the Dracolich's corpse in between Nushka and Claw.
Oh, I see something else over here. Oh, wow.
Sharpshooter moves up and is going to fire at Alec. Conveniently moved closer. That's a 19 to hit, so that will miss. And just glance off of your armor. The follow-up, however, is a 23. And that'll get through. So that's 11 points of damage to Alec. And then it's Nushka's turn.
Okay. Pipsky is going to dash.
Okay. Measure. May want to avoid the webbed area.
Web is concentration.
Yes, but you're not the one who is concentrating on it.
No, but Rook has cast two different concentration spells since then.
Oh, the smite?
Web doesn't need concentration.
Yeah, it does.
Web. Web is a concentration spell. Yep.
Oh.
Good call. The web is gone.
How does that work with the wand, though?
The wand just lets you cast it for free, but it still works as normal, except sometimes for the DC.
5e hates fun.
Well, you're taking Alec with you, Nushka.
Oh, whoops.
I got him. I got it. Whoa, you still have it clicked, I think. Probably.
There we go. The skeleton that I started out next to already took its attack of opportunity on Rook. So I would take one from this centaur down here as I pass through its threatened square.
Okay, sure. It'll swing at you with its pike.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Pipsky would, and I redirected to me.
Okay, fair enough. It's only a 14 to hit you, so you're good.
Okay. And I'm going to recklessly attack the captain.
Okay.
And I doubt a 13 is going to hit him.
It is not, no, as he is wearing plate armor.
Oh, awesome. 23?
23 will get through.
31 points of damage.
Very nice. It is a heavy strike. Gets in through those plates, and the captain is now very near death.
Got one more.
Oh, 2 and 3 on the die. Nope, that one just gets deflected as brings its lance up in front of your weapon.
I will mark the captain.
Okay.
And I don't think I've got anything I can do for a bonus action, so I think I'm done.
Okay. A moment later, a sharpshooter in Alex aura. Oh, this is the controlled one. It has no Dracolich to shoot at, so it takes no actions because it hasn't been given any new commands.
Well, hold on here. Let me look at something.
Unless your spell says something differently. Or a feature, rather. Presumably, it just defends itself.
It obeys your commands until you use this feature again. So I guess the question is, when do I issue a command?
On your turn.
When did
the last command you gave it was attack the Dracolich.
Sure. The Dracolich died on its last turn.
On its turn. Yeah.
Theoretically, I would have had an opportunity to issue it a different command, but I understand if you don't want me to do that. That's fair. I should have remembered that, but if you would like it to stand still, I will wait till my next turn to issue a second command.
Yeah, you just see it like sort of turn and look blankly at you. It's like, now what?
Kellen goes, damn it.
Rook, a couple arrows are going to sail in your direction. First one goes far wide. The second is a crit. So, Rook, you are looking at 29 points of piercing damage.
It's a very sharp or very heavy arrow.
Yes, indeed. Put in just the right spot. to mess with servos and cogs or magical metal muscles. Who knows? Okay, Rook, this centaur that you hit with booming blade made an arcana check and seems to know what it is you did. And so rather than charging at you, it's just going to take out its bow and fire a shot. And miss horribly, of course.
I appreciate you making it do an arcana check.
Even a 21, it's a good shot, but it's not enough to get through your armor. And it yells out something in Sylvan at you in apparent frustration as the arrows fail to have any effect. This skeleton that's right up next to Nika is going to go ahead and make a wisdom save against spirit guardians. Oh, hang on. Alec, you took some damage. Could you go ahead and roll me a concentration check?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, I've been forgetting to proc my auto stim when I take damage. I've taken it twice this turn, so I'm going to proc that twice.
Okay.
I rolled a 21. No, okay. I'm sorry, 19.
In which case, you're fine. Your aura is still up, and go ahead and roll damage for this skeleton here.
Why did I put those away? Ooh, 20.
Okay. It appears to be ravaged by that radiant blade that the Spirit Guardian wields. It is not quite disintegrated yet, but it is badly damaged from that attack.
Not dead yet.
And that's before it even takes its turn. It is going to go ahead and swing its scimitar at Nika a couple times. And succeed on the first attack. Do a bit of damage. Not a heavy hit, but something. Its follow-up strike, however, is parried by Nika and does nothing. And then we are back to Kellen.
Oh, shit. Let me poke my head out here and see. This one's mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him yours. To shoot this centaur asshat over here.
Okay.
How is this skeleton to the north and this skeleton to the south looking?
The one to the south is quite badly damaged. The one to the north is badly damaged.
I will cast magic missile to the one that is quite badly damaged as a second level spell.
Okay.
So four missiles. Sorry, I said that away from the mic. Keeping Jeff hasted.
Yep.
Four, eight, 11, 12 damage. That's not bad.
Okay. The skeleton is even closer to crumbling now, but it is still on its bony feet for the time being.
Where am I at right now? I will step around the pillar, cast magic missile, tell my guy to shoot the centaur, and step back behind the pillar so I don't affect my concentration.
Okay. A moment later, one of these skeletons advances a little bit. And is going to plunk a couple arrows in towards Alec. That's a 20 to hit, so that will just be reflected off your armor. Followed up by a 19, so you duck just in time and the arrows glance off of your pauldrons or something. And a different one is going to shoot in towards Nika and hit with the first arrow. And then crit with the second. So Nika, now looking a little Boromir-esque, as he's got two or maybe even three arrows sticking out of his chest. Rook, you're up.
I'm just gonna swing a hammer at the dude right next to me.
Sure. That skeleton is not damaged yet.
25 to hit.
That certainly hits.
And 11 damage to it.
Okay.
Which will let me move away without taking the opportunity attack. I'm going to go up to this centaur. Still the same one that I've had a beef with, right?
Yeah, that one's it's quite badly wounded.
Yeah. I'm going to swing at it as well. 18 to hit.
And 18 will hit, yes.
18. Okay. 12 damage.
Okay, it is still barely alive.
And I moved 15, so, I'm going to back up a bit. No, you know what? I'm going to stay right there. I'm going to stay right there. And then Claw will chomp on the dude right next to him.
All right, chomp away.
Sorry, I keep having to jump back and forth between Foundry and my character sheet to different pages on the character sheet, too, between like equipment and spells and Claw stats. Claw rolls 17 to hit.
That will just get through its chainmail.
Okay. Another instance of Arcane Jolt on top of that, so he's going to do 1d8 plus 4. He'll do 9 force damage and going to heal himself for 8 from the Arcane Jolt.
Okay, gotcha. Sometimes I forget that Claw can do that. It's quite cool.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. This archer right behind the centaur captain is going to back up a bit and then shoot past the centaur at Nushka. The first one is only a 16 to hit, so that one gets deflected off of Nushka's armor, but the second is a 23.
Okay.
And that will deal 6 points of piercing. Kellen, a skeleton climbs the stairs and ends up just 15 feet away from you. And is going to try and put a few arrows in your little gnome body.
No, I refuse. That's a 1. That's also a shit roll.
That's nope. Only a 14.
I hadn't clicked on the screen in a while, so like 18 dice popped up. I'm just
yeah,
yelling nonsensically.
The second arrow, however, is a 19 to hit.
How many of these do I have? Shield.
Never enough.
Okay. At the last second, that arrow is redirected towards the ceiling, and nothing gets through.
Guys, if this was a big, like, prologue, and he has something bigger after this, I'm going to be fucking useless. So hopefully this is the encounter. Where the shit did that come from?
Look just to the north of your token.
I can't see fuck all. Oh, I can't. Whoa, where the fuck did that come from? Okay. Never mind. Like, he wasn't there until I moved my token. He was fucking invisible.
Weird.
Yeah, no, I maybe moved it 5 feet.
Maybe it hadn't refreshed.
Maybe, I don't know. I see him now. Never mind. Please disregard.
Okay. The centaur captain is going to... he's going to pull his lance back like a spear and then bring it down towards Nushka.
Yep.
And roll a 25 to hit.
Warding maneuver.
Okay. See if that D8 is good to you.
Not that good.
Okay. In that case, he's going to get through with 24 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then while he has the lance sort of embedded in your shoulder, pushes down on it and rears back up and then tries to trample you with his hooves.
Okay.
But that, however, you are able to dodge out of the way of. And he just lands back on the ice. He sort of takes a wide circle around you and ends up sort of back to back with the other centaur, keeping you in front of him the whole time. Or when I say back to bat, I suppose it's more like butt to butt. Because centaurs.
Yeah.
Cheek to cheek.
This sharpshooter who's only a few feet away from you is going to back the fuck up and shoot at Nushka from afar. 15 is not going to hit, and neither is a 12, so both of those shots are easily deflected by your armor. This centaur up to the north that was recently marked is going to go in and charge Alec. Before it reaches Alec, it's going to have to make a save against the aura.
Yes, sir.
The spirit guardians. It's only an 8 on the save, so full damage.
20 damage.
Okay, so a radiant blade carves a nice slice out of it as it charges forward, but it lowers its pike towards you.
You get rid of the lich.
Oh, sure. Give me 1 second. It rolls a 21 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. It puts a whole bunch of... weight behind the attack from the charge. and is going to deal a total of 36 points of piercing damage as it collides with you.
Ow.
At a full gallop.
Well, that's not good.
And then just to add insult to injury, it sort of stamps on you as you're down with its hooves, because it gets another 21 to attack, and that'll be another 7 points of bludgeoning.
How are you doing there?
Also good concentration check.
19.
Okay, you're good. Technically make another one, because the hooves also hit. It'll still be DC 10.
That's not going to make it.
It's less than 10?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, the Spirit Guardians disappear as Alec is beaten and bloodied. That's its turn, though. A moment later, the skeleton nearby is going to sense an opportunity, take a step over, and swing at Alec with its scimitar.
Is that the one next to
Claw
and Alec there?
Yeah. Do you want to impose disadvantage?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In that case, that's only a 12 to hit. Does that apply to all attacks or just one attack?
I believe it's just one.
Okay. So the second follow-up is also a 12, so both of those are repelled and kept at bay. It does manage to smash Alec in the face with its shield, which is going to do 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
That's not so bad.
Well, just now that I'm down to 16 points of...
it's only a quarter of your health.
Sariel takes a step out into the doorway of the library, sees that stuff has suddenly gone to shit near her, and runs down to the steps of the library, sort of lines up her targets, and is going to cast Cone of Cold towards the centaur and the two skeletons in front of Alec and Claw and Nika. Now I just have to make sure that put that template where I want it. There we go. Oh, come on. Yeah, there we go. Well, actually, come on. There, that's where she wanted. So she would want to be back in this space. All right, so that's going to be some constitution saves from all of them. The first skeleton is going to fail. The centaur barely makes that save. And the third skeleton is going to fail. So now the full damage from that Cone of Cold is going to be 43.
Oof.
So that takes down, let's see, the skeletons both failed. Both skeletons go down immediately. And the centaur is still going to take a good chunk of damage. And that's her turn. Next up is going to be skeleton down over here by Rook, who's going to come over and probably ineffectually swing a scimitar. First one's an 18 and just gets parried. The 14 is not even going to come close to connecting with Brooke. A moment later, Nika is going to take a step forward and swing at the centaur. And will actually manage to hit. Deals a little bit of damage. Hits again for even better damage. And then comes in with the short sword from the offhand. Hits again. So Nika wades in and starts hitting with all 3 attacks, blades coming in from both directions, and that's a total of 20 damage.
Up, Nika.
Alec, you are up.
Barely.
Yep.
We'll be casting Regenerate.
Okay. That heals you pretty slowly, though, doesn't it?
It gives me a big chunk, and then, yeah, I get a little bit here and there.
Okay.
So yeah, the 14. Listeners at home end up in their own home. I was curious what that does.
Okay, so it gets you first 48 plus 15 hit points, 25. And then it gives you 1 hit point per round for a minute.
An hour.
For an hour, sorry.
And no concentration.
Oh, so even actually if you go down.
If he goes down.
It will still keep healing you. Okay. That's
so I just
useful.
Gained 40.
So, They're nice. 10 rounds a minute, right?
10 hit points a minute, yeah.
Times an hour, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of hit points if you total it all up.
Its potential is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a complete heal out of combat.
I don't know about complete heal.
Unless you have more than 600 hit points, which I think even a barbarian with 24 con would be pressed to have.
I am going to... risk the attack of opportunity and move away.
Okay. I think it's just the centaur that gets one. So the six skeletons are dead now. It rolls an 18, so that just scrapes the back of your armor as you leave. Anything else from you, Alec?
Nope, that's my turn.
All right. Skeleton ambles forward a little bit into the central area here. And lets off two arrows. First one towards Claw, second one towards Nika. So that's a miss towards Claw. It's only a 10 to hit. Towards Nika, it's a crit. And this fourth arrow now sticking out of Nika knocks him off his feet where he falls back onto the steps. His head hits a stair and he is unconscious and bleeding out.
Cool.
Yep. Nushka, you're up.
Nushka, well, Pipsky is going to move over to here. Still in the reach of the one that she was next to. Pipsky will go ahead and make her two attacks against the captain. Does an 18 hit him? I don't think so.
An 18 will just hit.
Okay, cool. For 10 points of damage.
Okay. It is... Captain is barely, barely hanging on.
Yeah. Nushka is going to recklessly attack the captain. 16's not going to hit, is it?
No, that's just going to be get deflected off of the armor plating.
Son of a bitch. Whiffed on both.
The centaur seems to get one last surge of energy and parries both blows.
Why do I even bother hasting you?
Oh, hey, yeah, haste. This one's going to go at the other one.
Okay. Both of them are really badly hurt, so.
Damn it, Jeff.
15's not going to hit.
A 15 will hit the other one.
Oh, cool.
Because it just has a chain shirt on.
Hey, how long has it been since I didn't hit on at least one of the rolls?
I don't know. You get 18 of them a turn.
Wow.
It's 29 points of damage to that one.
All right. So your blade comes in, sinks deep into the neck of the centaur, and it goes down to the ice.
Then I will take my bonus action attack for dropping a creature to zero.
Nice, nice.
Ooh. Son of a bitch.
You avoided a nat one, but a 15 is still not enough.
I cannot hit that guy. That's three misses this round. That's me.
Okay. This sharpshooter on the top of the stairs under Kellen's control has its orders and is going to fire down the stairs at the centaur and is going to hit with the first arrow.
Yes, Dragon Slayer.
And the second arrow is going to get deflected off of the armor, but at least one gets through and deals a nice 13 damage. Over to the south, one of these skeletons is going to move back a little further away and then fire a couple shots at... first one at Rook, second one at Nushka. It's a 22 to hit both of you, which I believe will miss Rook and hit Nushka.
Yep.
So Nushka, that's 10 points of piercing. And then we're back to Kellen at the top of the round.
God damn it. Have you guys not killed everything yet?
There are a lot says of them dead.
Says we're working on it.
Says the man prancing around in the shadows.
I probably have accounted for more damage than you have, Troy. I hasted the barbarian. Well, I get all the extra actions. Oh.
I don't know. The spirit guardians was a good shot.
The spirit guardians was dope as fuck. Not gonna lie.
And I will never say anything about Troy not healing, because not only did Troy heal Rook up, he figured out a way to make sure that even if he goes down, he can get right back up and keep healing.
Seventh level spells are pretty great.
Yeah.
Now, when I cast this, am I getting the circle or am I just getting the red dots?
What are you talking about?
What in the hell?
I'm trying
your template out there?
Yeah.
You get the squares that are highlighted in red.
I'm trying to make you happy about how I'm drawing this, and it's just not working out very great. There. So two of these faces, one of these faces. What do I got left? Yeah, we'll do that. Dex save, fifth level fireball.
Good old fireball. All right. Let's see. Saves, dex. Centaur rolls a 9. The first archer rolls a 22. Second archer rolls a 10. So
the 22 makes, everybody else takes full damage. Yep. And that should be 10 total, 8 plus the 2 for bumping up.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one, guys. 10. 41 damage.
Woo. Nice.
There were a lot of sixes in that.
Okay, so this centaur gets charred and crisped and is only barely standing. You're not even sure how that thing is still alive. The southerly of the two skeletons is also badly charred with blackened bones, still standing. And the northerly skeleton is the first thing, first time he got hit and was just at the edge of the explosion and wasn't hit as hard.
So I went, what? I only moved, oops, I'm drawing another template. I only moved 5 so far, please, is that right? Because I was right here.
Yeah.
10, 15, I'll move there, 15 feet. So I'll move slightly back into the alcove, out of the way.
Right in the door.
Yeah.
Door of the library. Okay. Next up is one of the archers who just got crisped. And it's going to take a couple steps back and then fire at Sariel in the honored tradition of Gank the Mage. Although it's a little more difficult because there's multiple on the field. And it crits and then hits. So
she's
Sariel,
got stone skin on, doesn't she?
Yes. Yes, she does. Which I can't remember what that brings her AC to. Oh, she has a resistance. That's what that does.
Wow, is that all stone skin does now?
Resistance to all non-mag, you know, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing. So it basically gives you magical rage, which is pretty good still. So she now also has a couple arrows sticking out of her shoulder.
That was stone skin?
Yes. And she's pretty close to being bloodied, but is still okay for the time being. Another archer pretty close to Nushka is going to back up a little bit, but then toss a couple arrows towards Nushka. First is a 10 and is going to go off into the Netherland. The second is a 19 to hit.
Okay.
And that is 15 piercing.
Cool.
Rook, you are up. Got one skeleton next to you and a dead centaur.
Yeah. Content that I have slain the centaur I was having a duel with. I see that big captain in front of me. I'm going to take a look around the battlefield and see Nika on the stairs there. Am I able to perceive whether Nika is at 0 hit points or just unconscious but not?
Given that Nika is like 30 feet away and in dim light, I don't think you could probably tell without going closer.
Before I take my actions, I'm going to shout to Nushka, pointing at the captain that Nushka has been going after. So, you got him?
Sure.
I'm going to, much movement I have. I can do this. I am going to run up to, no, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to smack the one next to me with my big hammer. 27 to hit.
That will certainly hit.
With a 13 damage. Frees me from its opportunity attack. I'm going to step 10 feet to up to the captain. Use my second attack to smack him. 2 to hit.
22 will hit.
8 damage. I'm going to throw Arcane Jolt on that and do an extra 9, so 17 total to it.
Okay. That will bring the centaur to the ground as you kill it.
Oh, okay. That works too. And then I'm going to use my remaining movement to run up and position myself next to Nika there. And now,
okay,
at some point between now and my next turn, make an evaluation of how he looks.
Yeah, okay. Actually, you could go ahead and roll.
Will.
You could go ahead and roll a... let's call it a medicine check.
Only a plus 3 for me, but I will use a flash of genius to make that a plus 8 for 15.
Okay. You can tell that he's still alive for the time being.
Okay. Marking off my Archangel flash of genius uses.
We've got someone and Vadering into their mic.
Troy, oh, yeah, looks like, maybe. Claw will take one step closer to be next to Nika.
Mm-hmm.
And bite the R there.
Sure. That centaur is barely alive, having been fireballed to a crisp.
Actually, roll that and I'll just type it out.
Ooh. An 8 is just going to nip at the centaur's heels and not get any sort of grip.
That's me.
All right. So a moment later, a sharpshooter is going to fire at Nushka. Couple arrows sail in. The first one's a 22 to hit, and the second's a 20.
Okay.
So that will be 16 and 10 points of piercing, respectively.
All right.
And then it's going to back up a little bit. And a moment later, the one up on the portico that shot Kellen a little bit earlier is going to move forward a little bit to where it can see targets better, and then shoot a couple arrows at Alec. First one's only an 8 to hit, which will miss terribly. The second one is a 21 and will just manage to slide through a gap in your armor. That's 16 points of piercing. A different archer out to the south is also going to fire at Nushka. Roll a nat 1 on the first and a 15 on the second attack, so no hits from either of them. This centaur right by the library steps is close to dying and is going to spend his action to disengage and then gallop the fuck away.
Can Claw get an attack?
It disengaged.
Oh, disengaged.
About me getting... Oh, no, it wouldn't matter.
Sariel, it's her turn next. She's going to run forward a little bit and then send a... She's going to toss a firebolt after it as it goes. And roll a 28 to hit. That'll do. And what Kellen started with the fireball, she finishes with the firebolt as the bolt just hits the horse part of the centaur, sends it tumbling head over heels and lurching to a stop on the ice as it dies. She has a bonus action, but probably doesn't want to use it on anything. Not a lot of spells are bonus actions. Rook, a skeleton is going to come up towards you and swing its scimitar a couple times. You're able to parry both attacks easily. And you get shoved a little bit by its shield bash, but not enough to deal any damage. Nika is up and is going to make a death save. And then it is Alec's turn.
Bad. Does that the archer that just came in, he hasn't been hit or anything, right?
No, it was the one that climbed up the stairs and shot at Kellen.
I'm going to...
By the way, since they've come up before, you can thank our friends at Nord Games for these skeletons.
Oh, nice.
They do some cool shit.
Tokens?
Well, the art is from the book, but yeah, they have a book called The Dreaded Accursed, which is just full of undead.
I want to hit this archer.
21 will hit it, yeah.
Oh, man. 20 fur damage.
Very nice. Oh, what kind of damage?
Fur boys.
Fire.
Fire, okay. And did you want to move? Up. Do anything? Oh, yeah. Still doing fine.
Well, then I will, as a bonus action, cast a spiritual weapon.
Okay. Time to pull out that...
For 19.
Where do you want the spiritual weapon?
Same guy.
Okay.
Well, thing went dark. Okay. So 19 to hit.
Okay. 19 will hit. Yes.
16 damage.
Okay. It is now fractured with significant fissures all along its bones. And do you want to move or is that your turn? Do remember you get one hit point back from regenerating.
Oh, true. Let's do that. At a whopping 42. I will... Oh, that's not what I want. I mean, anywhere I go is going to be...
Hmm. Just for the sake of, I'm gonna drop down a cube there, right in front of the stairs. That area is gonna be difficult terrain because there are so many corpses there now.
Yeah, I'll just move right there.
Okay. Next up, one of these sharpshooters is going to fire a couple arrows. First, one at Sariel, and then one at Claw. It's a 16 to hit Sariel, which will connect, and only a 12 to hit Claw, which is not going to do anything. Okay, and Nushka, you're up.
Okay. My screen just went black.
Oh, by the way, Rook, you're glowing. Is there some spell effect? What's causing you to glow again?
My fire shield.
Is that an enchanted item, or is that a spell?
That's a spell. Spell which does not require concentration. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Pipsky's going to move up 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10 feet. Make her two attacks. Why does the screen keep going black?
Let's see. If you're selecting Pipsky, then maybe Pipsky doesn't have dark vision. That could be it. Does Pipsky have dark vision?
Yes.
Okay. The token says she should, so.
I don't know. Does a 13 hit the skeleton?
It does not. It just gets reflected off the chain shirt.
Then I doubt an 11 does either.
Nope, unfortunately not.
Okay. How the hell do I select Nushka again?
That skeleton is pretty badly damaged, though. Pretty charred from a fireball.
Okay. Nushka is going to take her attack. Actually, okay, if Nushka takes her attacks, or her first attack, Pipsky can't move the rest of her complement, right?
You can't split up the turn, right? Yeah, it has to be Pipsky's turn and your turn cannot be intermingled, yeah.
Okay, Pipsky's going to go ahead and move. She took mobile as well.
Okay. The skeleton could swing at you, though, right?
Nope, because Pipsky's doing the moving.
Oh, and that's involuntary movement for you.
Yeah, I'm being carried.
Got it. Yeah, fair enough.
Nushka's going to swing at the skeleton in the back.
Okay.
Recklessly.
Nice. 25 will certainly hit. 35 damage. Very nice.
Yep.
That's the first hit it's taken.
Come on, Jeff.
That should have been a 20.
A 17 will also hit.
26 damage.
Very nice.
And my haste attack.
15. It will hit. Yep. Just wearing a chain shirt. Good.
Where are you?
Way out in the middle of this plaza at the moment.
out there? Jesus Christ.
Nushka has managed to, in three hits, take down one of these skeletons. From full to zero.
Hero.
Yeah, that's the phrase I was going for, but it didn't make any sense in the context.
Calling Jesus out for Christ, there's more of these.
To the end of the night, and she's got
more of these things out here.
She's gotta be faster. She's gotta be larger than life.
It's almost like these arrows from the darkness are coming from somewhere.
Okay. What kind of an action is it to draw a weapon? You can do it as a part of an attack, right?
Yeah, you just can't do both. Well, by the rules, but by Dave, I don't give a shit. You can switch weapons if you want.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pull my javelin.
I've been free action swapping weapons this whole campaign.
And that is fine.
I dropped this one to zero.
Yes.
So I get a bonus action attack, and I will throw my javelin at the one that I just moved away from.
Oh, okay. Sure. 20 to hit. That'll do.
Oh, wait, I can't do the -5 on that.
Oh, sure.
That's why that attack roll was so much higher.
Because it has to be on a melee attack?
Has to be with a heavy weapon.
Ah, okay. 14 damage. That sort of wedges its way between a few bones of the rib cage and pops a couple off. And that skeleton is just about ready to drop, but isn't quite there.
Okay, and the javelin comes back.
Very convenient.
Now I'm done.
Okay. The archer under Kellen's command no longer has a centaur to shoot at and turns and looks at Kellen blankly.
No comment.
From the darkness, a couple arrows sail out, one towards Claw, one towards Alec.
I attack the darkness.
The one towards Claw is a 21 to hit. So that will be 15 points of damage. The one coming in towards Alec misses and sails over your head. Kellen.
I'm going to instruct the archer to move forward and shoot at any other archers it can see.
Okay.
Does that satisfy you for shooting at all the fucking arrows in the darkness, Dave?
Sure.
All right, where's the nearest fucking thing that needs to die? This thing? How's this thing
look? Put your diaper in a twist because you forgot.
I didn't forget. It died in the time I gave it the order to the time it got to shoot.
Yep.
Just because you give shitty orders.
You didn't kill a dragon. F*** you. How's this one doing?
Technically, you didn't kill a dragon either.
Something under my control did, which is basically the same.
That one is still looking is pretty it? Okay.
Did FDR win World War II?
Any individual World War II?
I mean,
war is a team game.
What'd you say? I want to hit this one, I think.
This one has taken one good hit, but otherwise it's still okay.
Wisdom saving throw. Toll the dead.
For this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's an undead thing and this may not work very well, but I want to give it a shot.
That's a 3.
All right. 3d12 necrotic damage if it's wounded, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
17 damage.
Okay. So there's a gong as a bell tolls mystically somewhere. The skeleton turns towards you, seeking the source of the spell. It does not appear to have had any effect.
Cool. I'll move over here.
Mancer would know that.
No, Troy, it doesn't necessarily work that way, but thank you for reminding me, Mr. Can Use God to Kill Things. Why haven't you turned it yet?
That's my fun.
Couple more arrows sail in from the center of the plaza towards Alec. The first shot is a complete miss. The second is a 24 to hit, and we'll deal 9 points of piercing damage. Rook, you're up.
Oh.
Nika's still dying, right?
Yes, Nika is still dying.
Spare dying.
Okay. Nika is stable.
I suppose. I wonder if I have any other spells with casting time of bonus action. Really just branding smite. Only one I've got. Yeah, you know what? I'll go ahead and I need to burn a second level spell slot here. Will be it for Rook. Claw will up. No, this is Cody's archer, right? Next to Claw?
Yes.
Okay. Instead, Claw will make his way down here.
Okay.
And bite the skeleton next to
Rook.
Sure. The dice on the screen was teetering back and forth between 19 and 3.
Yep. Unfortunately, 9 is not going to hit.
Okay. That's my turn.
Okay. A couple more arrows are going to sail in towards Nushka, which I'll inform Jeff of momentarily.
That it cleans up the initiative tracker for you as they die off.
Yeah, once I mark them, I can, yeah.
Are you manually removing them from the...
Yeah, there's a mark as dead button, and then there's also a mark as invisible in initiative button. And I can also completely remove them from the initiative order, which I often do, because it cleans it up for me, too.
Now, I guess I'm wondering mechanically, if somebody dies, and then if they're brought back, or if they are... raised through necromancy, would they go back to where they were in the initiative, or would they go to following whoever raised them, brought them back?
I mean, that's sort of a DM call. I don't think there's a rule for it in D&D.
I guess the third option would be rolling fresh initiative.
I think probably re-rolling initiative is probably what I would go with. Mostly just because it's partially because it makes sense, because you know, they're waking up from being dead or unconscious, and partially just because it's easier. Different sharpshooter is going to lob a couple arrows towards Sariel from the top of the stairs and is going to hit with both arrows. But stone skin is going to protect her from the damage somewhat. That said, she's still bleeding quite a bit. Different archer is going to shoot at Nushka some more.
I can hear you. Go ahead and give me the damage.
Okay, it was 13 from the previous archer. And from the current hit, which was a 22 to hit, that's 9 points of piercing.
Well, Dave, you broke 100.
Sariel is up next. And she is going to cast Invisibility. Right? Wait. No. That's not on her spell list. For some reason, I thought it was. Oh, it is. It is. Okay. She disappears. This skeleton next to Claw and Rook is going to first put in a swing towards Claw and then one towards Rook. That's an 11 on both swings, so it's going to miss twice.
Cool.
Okay, Nika is up but unconscious, so not relevant. Alec, you get one hit point back and it's your turn.
Huzzah! Look out, world. Fireball to this fucker. 26 to hit.
That certainly hits.
That's an 8 out of 10. For 19 damage.
All right. It is now fractured.
And I'm going to move this spiritual weapon here and attack that guy.
Sounds good.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Nat 20.
That's just double damage, right? Or double roll?
Double dice, yeah.
5. That's not good. 6. 10. 15. Plus 20.
Very nice. That skeleton is now fractured as well. And is that Alec? Did you want to move?
No, I'm good.
Okay. This archer out here, just a little bit past the Dracolich corpse, is going to toss in a couple arrows, one towards Alec and one towards Rook. It's a 22 to hit Alec and a 22 to hit Rook. I believe that's going to miss Rook. But that's 17 points of piercing towards Alec.
Awesome.
Still alive. Nushka.
The one in front of Nushka is dead, right?
Yes. You can see 3 sharpshooters at, you know, within visual range. Well, 4 actually. Sort of spread out around you.
Okay. Pipsky moves 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Pipsky will take her 2 attacks. There's an 18 on the bite and a 19 on the tail.
Get it.
What?
12 on the bite and 7 on the tail.
Okay. It is pretty badly damaged. Not about to go down, but, well, depending on how you swing, maybe.
Yeah. Nushka will attack recklessly.
19 will hit.
19 to hit.
Well, yep, take it back, because that one hit will take it down.
Oh, cool. That was 30 points for the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Nushka will throw her javelin, then?
Sure. Both of these nearby skeletons appear untouched thus far.
We'll go for the closest one, or the one I'm marking.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, not the closest. 28 to hit, and... 9 damage.
Okay.
Does this javelin return quickly enough that I could get my bonus action attack?
Sure.
Because I dropped 1 to 0. 18 to hit.
Still hits.
For 12 damage.
Okay. Nice. Good couple rapid fire ranged hits with the javelin.
Voice.
And is that you?
That is me.
Okay. Kellen's sharpshooter is up.
Shoot
and
things.
Sees another sharpshooter to shoot. It's going to fire one at this sharpshooter and one at this one. That first shot is going to miss, and the second is going to also get reflected off of armor. You can't always roll Dracolich killing rolls. One of these sharpshooters out in the plaza is going to fire a couple shots towards Nushka. First is a 23 to hit, and the second's an 18 to hit.
I'll do a warding maneuver. That should be my last one.
Okay, and that's against the first hit. or the
second that I know I can block.
Okay.
Makes my AC a 23.
Okay. It's 14 piercing damage from the first attack.
Okay.
That brings us to the end of the round, and that may be a good point to pause for now.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at RancorsBrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.